All right.
Hello.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Aww.
Welcome.
We complete each other's
sandwiches. And welcome to the
and official
podcast.
All right, cut all this out. Hell.
Where we talk about
E3.
You were supposed to say E. Fuck, no. No, just whatever. So we don't have sponsors this week, which means I'm going to just plug the shirt. The shirt is cool. You can get it in the description in the. Below the video and the link in the other way around, the link in the description below the video. There we go.
What's the shirt though?
It's Charlie, what is the shirt again? I forgot.
It's the official Skyrim in VR fan shirt merchandise.
You can now get Skyrim as a shirt and play the game by wearing it on your body. It looks like a burger that is really bored, but that's just DLC mods. You can also buy horse armor for your shirt, which we will be selling later on.
We're gonna have creator camp or creator content or what the fuck was that Bethesda thing?
Creator club for the shirt. Creator club. It's a club.
Creator
it's
club
a club. It's
for
cool.
the shirt where everyone can put their own stickers on it and customize it however they want.
Creator club dollars.
We'll be selling each sticker that our fans makes for $20 each, and you can only put them on our shirts.
How much? What's the revenue
that
split?
Sounds
do we
more
get,
like Apple.
How much of that $20 do we get?
We're going to get a 50-50 split, and then once the product 50-50. Is released, we'll claim some bullshit licensing agreement to get 100%.
Beautiful.
No, what you do is you work those kids in the sweatshop to death, and then you just say, hey, instead of paying a fine, we'll just pay damages. And that's just a better deal for us.
Exactly. Speaking of damages, let's talk about E3.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my favorite topic.
So, how do we want to approach this? Do we want to just do a quick rundown conference by conference?
So,
do we want
to... Yeah, okay,
no,
to start,
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat had that character, Shang Tsung,
uh-huh,
who would suck the soul out of you. This was every conference, basically, for us, because we watched it on Twitch. In every conference, that motherfucker, David Sunderland, or whatever that bony, tall, lanky guy is called, he would go on stage and say, your
Patrick,
soul is mine.
Speaking of having your soul sucked out, he looks like a skeleton that was just robbed of his spirit. He's so fucking bony and hollow.
He looks like he's mummified in between stages.
They have to pry open his sarcophagus between concerts and prop him up on stilts.
All right, Patrick, you're up. Get out there. Knock him dead.
His bones rain dust on the floor as he walks to the stage.
That man can't even feign human emotions.
God, it was awful.
The conference sucked.
He goes up and
he goes,
like,
he looked like a modern man Xerxes.
All right, then. Well, what was the best conference then?
Probably Nintendo's. It wasn't even
really?
A conference,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. Well, but, okay, so who here likes Metroid?
Oh, come on, they put the fucking logo on a black screen with the...
Says the guy who comes in his pants anytime he opens a fortune cookie and the letters spell out S and W. You go like, Star Wars, it's everywhere.
I saw gameplay.
And it was bad.
Yeah, and it was awful.
It was
really
boring.
A bunch of React channels and Let's Players play Star Wars for 20-some minutes, one of them crashed into the tower.
Jackson, EA's conference was a 30-minute Let's Play, and you liked it.
No. I hated EA's conference. It was terrible.
He's backpedaling now. I like Star Wars though.
Watch the full 180.
I like Star Wars. Well, it's the same thing. If it was Battlefield, you love Battlefield 1. If it was a Battlefield 1 gameplay video, it would have been just as boring.
You just fucking nailed me. If the 30 minutes was for like Battlefield 5 or whatever, I would have absolutely been enthralled.
Yeah, but it still would have been like objectively boring.
Oh yeah, for sure. I get your love for Star Wars. It's fine. You got a lot of what you wanted, so I'm
it's
happy
adorable.
For you.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
like
cute.
Being objective, I think Battlefront 2 is a definitely right step for that series. They showed off looks a lot better than the first
one. So let's start with how boring the conferences were. How many games do you even remember from each conference that were announced?
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, that'd be a nice quiz.
I remember
the last night.
Was that EA?
So we're starting with EA.
Microsoft.
No. Yes. Last, don't get ahead of yourself, Jackson. That's a good game.
Yeah.
There were no good games at EA's conference.
EA was Alex Hunt, whatever, all those sports games. That was
Alex
FIFA,
Hunt Simulator.
FIFA, NFL, and Need for Speed Payback.
You know, Kaya, I'm gonna have
Star
to drop
Wars.
The sports talk here because no one cares about sports. Let's talk about their only video game, A Way Out.
Oh, that was EA, wasn't it?
That was EA. That was literally their only non-sports game, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
That did look super Squidward. Intriguing.
If you took all the Star Wars and sports out of EA, all they had was A Way Out.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's not take Star Wars out of there just yet.
Yeah, man, those linebackers could be still fun in Battlefront.
But if you pre-order A Way Out now, you get the Alex Hunt DLC.
It's a third brother. It's just a shoehorned in third character. That'd be great.
He has a light football, lightsaber ball.
He doesn't have any objectives or anything. He just awkwardly follows the other two characters around.
They're trying
he just
to
comes up. Remember sports?
They're trying to break out of prison. The guy's like, all right, here's the plan. I'm going to shift into the laundry room and get the spare key. Alex, you run to the end zone for a touchdown.
He's not a football player.
Yeah. Wait. Well, then what the fuck is he? I thought he was the main character in Madden.
He's a Star Wars trooper.
No. Oh. Well, fuck it. Run to the
He's
bend.
A race car driver.
Yeah, I was just about to say what Kaya said. That's basically the intro to the new Triple X movie with the soccer playing hero.
So bad.
He's basically the embodiment of EA Sports. He just represents their sports games in general. He's not a person, he's an idea.
Yeah, he really needs to become the mascot.
The lamest thing that could possibly exist. But, all right, so A Way Out.
Looks super interesting. I'm going to say that concept looks awesome. I'd be fully down to
online,
play that.
Because we did not see online.
It's apparently online. I think it's only online.
No. There is local, but online play is also got that split screen look.
It has to be local too, because they did show local. Yeah. That must have been local with the split screen. I mean, the split screen is cool too, but it would just get really old if one of you always says to play on half of or even 25% of the screen. But online, that could be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, does it have replayability? Like, if you buy that game 3 years later, are you going to have anyone to play it with?
I doubt it. I say that about a lot of games, though.
Yeah.
That's true. But a game that is specifically built to be two players.
I mean, that upsets me, though, because, like, back in olden times when online was there but not as prevalent as it is now, like, games would come out with good campaigns and they wouldn't give a shit about replayability, or they'd jam a bunch of extra shit for it. It's like, I hate that it's a risk in gaming now to make a single-player focused game.
God, I hate that, too. I hate all those Steam comments that go, but it's not replayable.
Yeah,
so don't replay it. Buy a new
game.
It
doesn't need to be replayable.
Like, my probable,
get something new.
My probable game of the year for this year is probably the new Hitman, even though it came out last year. I only got it earlier this month.
Talk about replayable, though.
But it's incredibly replayable, and it has, like, so many different submissions and ways to do missions and all that, but everyone doesn't bother with it, because since it's not the new popular thing to watch on Twitch, no one wants to play a single-player game.
So talking about replayable, next conference, Skyrim.
No, we didn't finish EA.
We got to finish EA.
There's no other game left. Need for Speed Payback.
Okay, we're acknowledging Need for Speed. Okay, I'm sorry.
Didn't you like it when Jesse and James got together in the rocket car and they blasted off into outer space?
To the semi? No, what I loved about that game, my favorite thing about Need for Speed was you drove on the highway and then watched a cutscene, and then you drove on the highway and watched a cutscene. Then you drove on the highway, you hit two cars and then watched a cutscene, and then you got in a new car so you could drive on the highway to
watch exactly
a
cutscene. That's exactly what Uncharted is. You go to an open area, you kill some guys, you watch a cutscene. You go to
least Uncharted has a nice story.
Okay,
but
anyway.
You don't get to cheat if I don't get to cheat.
Yeah, Uncharted was at Sony.
Isn't it a little fun, though, if you drive slightly by a car and it gets a whiff of your car's air and then, like, a little bit of the paint flakes off and it explodes and flies off to Neptune?
Well, I'm just going to repeat what we
said.
That
was cool in Burnout Paradise.
I'm just going to briefly touch on what we said in the Twitch stream. The initial gameplay of it looked really engaging. The trailer of the game, I was like, man, if you're doing most of the driving for this, that's cool. And then they showed the gameplay. And not only was the guy playing it a fucking mongoloid who didn't know what a controller was and slammed into somehow two cars on an empty highway, but the gameplay looked so stale and awful, and all the cutscenes kept interjecting. It was disappointing.
Well, I'm hoping that's just the E3 presentation. Maybe it's just because it's so scripted and, you know, it's going to come off as unorganic.
Just wait until Anthem for me to go on about how I hate scripted shit.
Was
now.
Anthem EA? No, that was Microsoft.
No, okay, no, no.
Never mind. Never mind. Thank God. Think, okay. Yeah.
Well, no, no, they showed a teaser at EA, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, didn't yeah, they?
They did. They did.
They had yeah, something. Oh. The gameplay was with Microsoft, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Charlie, you were going to say something about Need for Speed?
A couple times, yeah. So I really liked the improved AI. That AI looked really good. I really enjoyed when we watched him play, and then he was talking about the AI, so he shifted behind him, and there was just like some drunk drivers crashing into the railing.
They're actually using DeepMind.
DeepMind, yes, Google. They use NASA supercomputers to neurologically hook up the AI. I don't know how a racing game could at this point improve AI. It's just called rubber band AI. That's what a racing game needs, and that's it.
Oh, but what else at the same time, it's their greatest weakness, because I hate rubber band AI.
I hate it too. I think it's really dumb, but it's fucking cars going in a line, and you're meant to reach the end of the line faster than the other car. There's not really much you can do in terms of AI. It's not.
Wait
chess,
till you play the new Need
race
for Speed. You'll see.
Oh yeah, it'll revolutionize.
It's so streamlined.
Innovative.
It's so streamlined. You don't even have to play it. The enemies crash themselves.
Innovative, connecting, diverse. Buzzword.
Yeah. No, wait, the future.
Engaging.
But we'll 4K. Get to that.
4K.
What players really
4K,
want.
4K, the future.
By players, we mean these single moms with their children, these soccer moms in our weird prequel ad. We're just what? A bunch of mothers with their children playing Need for Speed for some reason.
Did that happen? One of the conferences, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you don't... I think it was Microsoft. Or Bethesda, I'm not sure, but one of them had this little pre-show reel where they had a bunch of women.
Oh, that was
families, like
Bethesda,
old fuck families, and their little kids going, yeah, we love video games.
I'm pretty sure cool. That was Bethesda.
Yeah, no, Bethesda's intro was like their developers and their developers' kids talking
yeah,
about how much
awful.
They love games. Yeah, it was
cringeworthy and awful.
Oh, there you go. Well, same shit.
Bethesda's whole conference was just utterly
my 4-year-old daughter
terrible.
Loves Wolfenstein.
Stein. Oh, I'm
sorry, the German in me came out. Whoopsie got me. I mean, it was the only good trailer in that whole fucking Bethesda mess.
It was the only good game as well.
Yeah.
That's right, not so true. They had
Bethesda,
another one.
That was the second one.
What one?
I can't remember it, but at the time I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, you failed the quiz.
No, he might. Yeah, well,
so yeah, Bethesda.
All right, let's whip out the cheat sheet.
Charlie,
I'm going to Google games from their conference.
You were lobotomized by the 5 Skyrim ads they had.
God.
Well, just that's different Skyrim.
That whole aesthetic was so grating and tiring.
It was Skyrim HD or something. Skyrim Switch. It was Skyrim Remastered.
VR,
Skyrim
VR.
On VR.
Yes,
Skyrim,
VR.
Skyrim Legends. Christ. Let's not forget Skyrim Legends. And Elder Scrolls. No.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Well, yeah
Elder
Scrolls
Online. Yeah, they had that though.
And what was the other game they won't let die? Oh yeah, Fallout. Fallout something. Fallout VR also.
Yeah. So wait, we're just moving on to Bethesda? I thought Microsoft was before the Bethesda.
We'll get that.
We did Microsoft.
We're still on EA. No, we didn't. We did EA.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're
we
right.
We skipped
sorry.
Microsoft.
Well,
yeah.
Too late. Okay, let's do Microsoft.
So
seconds.
Let's do Microsoft. So wrap up for... All right. Okay, wait.
God
well, before
it.
We move on, right. Just to help, everyone give a final letter grade to EA.
Yeah, I was Andrew, I was about to say that.
Oh, man, we're on the same wavelength.
F.
Letter grade.
F. I could not care less about any of the games. Not a single one.
D plus.
Complete D. Failed. Failed class.
I'm going to say D minus, only not an F because of Way Out. Otherwise, F.
Ah, you're right. Okay, wait. Okay, fine. D minus. But
yeah.
Actually... God, it's like a group assignment at school where one guy does all the work and like a Way Out that has done all the work for the whole conference. And I don't want to give the whole group a D minus just for that. So
Kaya,
still F.
The way I'm seeing it is like they were taking an exam and there was a bonus question where they could fuck it up. And like they, you know, it's not worth any credit. So a Way Out could turn out to be a terrible game, but just for being an actual game and something different, they still get credit.
Yeah, I get okay. Extra credit.
So I give them a D minus.
I give them a D.
All right, I agree.
D plus.
I only give them a D because I always like when that half asleep right. guy comes on stage, and I
that averages out to.
And then he showed up again for Sony.
I just really like. He even openly acknowledges.
I forgot his name.
It's a Soldenheim
Patrick?
Or something.
Patrick Soderlund.
Shang Tsung.
Oh, the lanky guy.
Yeah, I love that guy. He even openly acknowledges no one wants to see him. Because I'm like the third, the third game is like, I know, ew, it's me again.
Christ, he must hate his job so much. Imagine him just talking to his wife or something on his phone before he goes on stage. Like, yeah, I have to talk to these fucking man babies again.
Yeah, well, I mean, he lives at the E3 conference convention center.
He's not allowed outside the perimeters.
Yeah, that's his tomb. He just gets resurrected.
He's buried there.
Just summoned him real quick from the fucking Elder Scrolls. All right, so that was EA. Yeah. What were we on?
Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Yep.
I don't remember.
It was just a
couple. Give me a hint.
It was just a rapid fire of uninteresting games in 4K.
Give me
4K and me exclusive. Those were the buzzwords.
Microsoft. Minecraft. Oh, 4K Minecraft. Thank God I can now see those 16-bit pixel textures in 4K.
Actually, let's start off at the start. The Xbox One X.
Who gives a shit?
Okay.
All right, well, we've said all we need to say on the Xbox One X. Let's move on.
No, hang on. Do you guys think that price is warranted at $500?
No, not at all. $500. You can buy a gaming PC for that much these days.
But is a gaming PC backwards compatible with all of the one game released on the Xbox One?
No, but it's backwards compatible with every single game released on PC ever.
Well, fair enough, though. Charlie has a point. Like, them announcing the backwards compatibility is pretty cool of them.
No, it is not.
That's nice. That's a nice thing.
Name three games exclusive to the Xbox One.
Halo 2, Jet Set Radio.
I'm not talking about exclusivity. I'm just talking about backwards compatibility. Just if you have an Xbox game from like 10 years ago, you can still play.
It's only backwards compatible with Xbox One games, from what I'm.
No, it's not. No, it's not. They showed an Xbox game. Yeah,
Xbox.
Xbox. Xbox 360. Xbox One, it's just every Xbox game is playable on it.
Select Xbox One
as long
titles.
As it's supported. Yeah.
No, they didn't say Xbox One titles.
Oh my god.
No, I mean the first Xbox, not Xbox One.
Oh.
So they said that it's compatible for select titles, not every single thing is backwards compatible.
Okay, you're right.
Oh.
I see.
Well, that blows then. Fuck that. Boo! All right.
Can I finish this thought? I think it's the price point is actually pretty good for 4K gaming, if they reach the 60 frames a second that they're targeting. That's pretty good.
I mean, there's a light version too, right? For $300, the Xbox One S.
Yeah.
SMX. Well, the S was announced.
So
earlier.
How many kids do you guys think are going to be really angry at their grandmas this Christmas because they're going to fuck up and get the S instead of the X?
How many grandmas are going to get an original Xbox going? It's the one Xbox for the first one.
What's this? An X and then one and yes.
Sonny, you'll never guess what. I found your Xbox for only $5 at a flea market. It's the first Xbox, right? That's what you wanted.
It has that game you like, Beyond Good and Evil. You said it came out this year.
We'll get to that.
All right, I don't remember anything else from Microsoft.
It was just a flurry of
indie
games.
I'll step in here and talk about my literal most favorite excited announcement. Dragon Ball Z Fighters. Dragon Ball Fighter Z, whatever it is. Dragon Fighter Ball
That's
Z.
Microsoft?
Yeah, that was at Microsoft conference, and it looks fucking great. Oh, man.
It looked okay, actually. I looked it up. They did. I hate every cartoon anime game because they all... Literally all 100% of them have that shitty cel-shaded style where they try to emulate cartoons. But that one actually seems to have come closer than all the rest.
I mean, all I'm going to say, that do that. Made by the studio that does Guilty Gear and has the gameplay of Marvel vs. Capcom 3. So I am absolutely fucking sold. Probably my favorite thing announced.
Of all. Really?
Honestly, yeah, because that's the that's style. The only game I'm actually excited to play out of everything that was announced.
Hmm.
Yeah, everything else was just kind of like, oh, that's cool, I'll try it, or oh, I don't fucking care, but this is the one where I'm like, yes, I want to play this.
All right.
Yeah.
For me,
sounds good.
For me, from the Microsoft conference, it was last night, Ori and the Will of the Wisps and Anthem.
Yeah. Oh, that was all Microsoft?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay, then those. Well, hang on, then Life is Strange also, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Christ. All right. Well, I'm excited for three of those. Well,
Kai, this is the perfect opportunity for you to get into your Life is Strange rant that you were going to get
into.
Yeah,
with Andrew too. Hang on. Right. But last night, awesome looking game. I'm a little sad that the developer is getting a lot of shit for his opinions from like 5 years ago from a bunch of losers on Twitter who are just jealous of the attention and fame he's getting now. So shout out to whatever his name is.
Tom Soret.
But cool guy. Yeah. Seems to be.
But yeah, to jump on the last amazing night bandwagon, game. We didn't see that much gameplay, so I was kind of holding out. But yeah, based no on gameplay, art style, I definitely want to try that. I think that also
definitely
looks really interesting.
The premise, the whole look of it, it looks like a really cool indie game that I would love.
Yeah.
That, Orient the Willow, Will, yeah, fuck.
Just Orient such the Will a beautiful Wisps, game.
Wisps. Yeah.
Just.
God, it looks so good.
Already.
That game has always, I mean.
I didn't think it could get any more beautiful than what it originally was.
Honestly.
But it just,
yeah. Honestly. There was a something. Very pleasant surprise because I didn't even know they were working on the new one, but very nice surprise. The story seems interesting. I guess we're going back to the owls and then being wiped out. I don't know. But all in all, looks beautiful. And it's not just a game that looks beautiful. It's a game that also has a lot of fun gameplay. It's a really cool platformer, I think.
Yeah.
Now, Life is Strange. A lot of people give me shit for loving that game. And I was really stoked for the prequel. Now, the prequel is different from the sequel that's also in the works. The prequel, the one they're making now that's coming out, the Before the Storm prequel, it's not made by the guys who made the original game. They sold the license to make a sequel. And I hate that when the companies do that, because my first experience with the company doing that was when the Amnesia developers, the Frictional Games, sold Amnesia to the Chinese Room, the guys who made Dear Esther.
Yeah.
And they made A Machine for Pigs. And it was nothing but a walking simulator. It was a terrible game and had horrible reviews. And since then I knew, okay, you don't sell your license to some indie developer.
You don't sell it to the
but
goddamn Chinese.
Life is Strange got fucked for the same reason Andrew's favorite game got fucked. Metal Gear Solid, which is, Charlie, you have a stake in this too. You're just as upset at this bullshit as I am. The voice actor's guilt strike. So in Life is Strange,
I'm not upset about that at all. I'm just upset they haven't called me up to replace someone for free.
And I mean, you and me, we're both upset that these people are such pampered little babies, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean,
this strikes.
Making hundreds of thousands, but acting like they still deserve fucking more. But point is, the first game, it didn't have like Oscar tier dialogue, obviously, but it was still fun to listen to. And if you get that emotionally involved in a game, you start associating a certain voice with a certain character. Well, that lady who did one of the main characters in the original game, she could not come back to do the voice because of the bullshit voice actors strike. And the strike, for those of you who might not have heard about it, is because voice actors in the gaming community want more money.
Well, no, that's not entirely. Conditions. They want better working conditions.
Yeah, I mean, both. I mean, it's about fucking money. What else would it be? They're not there because they need more toilet breaks.
No, it's because it's vocally straining. They get locked in there for like 14 hours to record for 14 hours straight.
And they want more money. But as a result, now the new prequel, they showed some gameplay and the voice acting is abysmal.
Mm.
It's legitimately terrible. And Andrew, you told me about how you had to get over that.
So to summation here, to any video game companies watching this episode, I will do the voice acting for free. I don't care what conditions you give me. You can pee in my mouth for some of it if you like. Just call me up.
Too. I will do it also for free because I could not do it any worse than whoever the people are that you picked. I could do a better Chloe Price than the lady you picked with my Turkish Terry Guy voice. I'm more of a dainty lady than that.
I'll do it if the working conditions are all right.
Jackson's on strike.
I'm not standing for this.
Jackson's counting his money problem. That he got slipped by the union.
I need a raise
first. The goddamn union. Charlie, the sad thing is, if you and me, or any of us, were professional voice actors, they would fucking cut us and lambaste us and just completely excommunicate us if we crossed the picket line. Like that and said, yeah, I voice act. I guess the whole point behind all of these unions just striking right now and ruining games, which I guess they got. Congratulations.
I think that
suck the joy out of people's games.
I can understand wanting a better condition, but what I can't understand is just completely stopping because it's not too hard for someone to get into voice acting to get good at it. Like, the people that are voice acting the new Life is Strange, they may not be good now, but if the established voice actors keep striking, they're eventually going to get better training, and these people are just going to replace them. So then they'll just be out of a job entirely. It's kind of dumb.
Definitely, but the problem is once they do get replaced, those new voice actors are just going to need a new union themselves.
They'll go on strike.
The problem is in these industries, the bigger the industry gets, you just cannot work as an individual anymore unless you really want to remain indie, which in the case of a voice actor will just always be more difficult than a game developer, like a programmer. If I'm a programmer, I can make a game by myself. If I'm a voice actor, I can't. I depend on someone else picking me. And being part of a company is always going to make that easier, or a union, or whatever, a guild. Mm. And so they're never going to be replaced. And they're getting what they want. Mm. I mean, they are actually ruining games. I do actually care about this fucking strike now. I am angry at them. I don't care the way that like they you. Wanted me to care. I know. I know I'm usually the halcyon for a somber temper, but I'm angry at them for ruining one of my favorite games now. But what was the other game? Was that Microsoft?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, Kai is hitting the money on the head. It seems the principal motivation behind the voice actor strike is they want royalties on the game's sales. That's pretty unrealistic.
It's always about money. Yeah, no, that's it's unrealistic. Always about
holy
money.
Lord.
The programmers don't get residual.
What else would it be? What else would it be?
That's like me saying I ate a hamburger at McDonald's, or I helped do a McDonald's ad. I want royalties on every hamburger sold at McDonald's.
It is possible that they've put that on there as a bargaining chip so that they go, all right, we'll take that off as long as we get the working conditions.
I'm going to be honest, true. Most voice acting, 90% of voice acting in every video game till this day is not even that good.
Yeah,
we have reached amazing graphics, but we're still not at like Hollywood levels of acting. It's still dog shit acting.
I want to bring up Metal Gear Solid for this and then back out of the argument.
Please do.
Well, no, Metal Gear Solid was like when in its time it was supposed to be Hollywood levels of stuff. It's not near that, but I think that series and a couple others have. I mean, like you like The Last of Us, and I think that game has really, really, really good, damn good voice acting.
Oh yeah, that did.
Also, to plug, I don't know, a personal favorite, Until Dawn, that game that game has swayed me with its voice acting and characters. I don't know who the people in it are. I don't think any of them are big names, but I think the acting in that game is fan-fucking-tastic.
It was all Troy Baker, actually.
Well,
but Charlie, do you remember the scene until I remember the moment I went, wow, this game has actually damn good talent in it. Do you remember the scene where the tough guy who wears the tank top, I forgot his name, but he's looking for his girlfriend in the abandoned warehouse and he's like calling around and he gets his fingers caught in a bear trap?
It's been a while since I played. I was just going to say, the main antagonist guy, he's a big actor, actually.
Oh, yeah, him. He's in a lot of stuff. But there's a scene, it's slight spoilers, but it's like a third into the game. It's not that big. But the dude gets his hand caught in a bear trap, and you can choose to either, like, try to pry open the bear trap or cut your fingers off with a machete. And if you cut your fingers off, he finds out the door he was trying to open needs a key card, and the way he delivers his line is just like, "Now you mean I gotta get a fucking key card?" And I don't know, just in context, it was such like a emotional, actually funny, good read, as opposed to 98% of other horror games where I've heard where they would deliver that line in the most cheesy and shitty ass way. But he delivers it like he's actually in pain and suffering and fed up, and it. I don't know, the game, it clicked with me. I think that game's got amazing acting, and I think it shows we're getting there. We're getting games that have a lot of good production.
I think modern
value games
have great voice acting for the most part. I mean, now they won't anymore, but they did for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, even Hollywood really doesn't, but sometimes there's really, really good smaller movies where it stands out, the acting and the voice acting, that's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never really felt that way about any game. I mean, maybe every once in a while, like, yeah, I agree with Andrew that The Last of Us had really good acting.
Yeah.
That sort of shit.
I think it depends on the not motivation, but the fucking precedent behind the game. Like, you go for The Last of Us, it wants to be like a engaging story experience or Until Dawn or any of those. But then there's other games where the story and characters are just there to move the plot, essentially, just so they can bring you from, scene to scene, room to room. True. Yeah. But I see your point in some things.
The voice acting is not really the point. But enough of good games. Bethesda.
They weren't well, next. They
wait,
weren't
wait, next. Let's
well,
let's,
if we move to Bethesda, were. We won't have any games to talk about. So
we did Microsoft.
Hey, we gotta grade it.
Oh yeah, we do have to grade it.
Oh yeah, so Microsoft, right?
Yeah.
I'm still gonna give it a like C plus, B minus.
Yeah, I was gonna go C plus.
Last night.
I was gonna go.
Yeah. Last night in Ori.
I was gonna go
last
C.
Last night in Ori, beautiful.
I just like their approach with just a collage of video games. It's just unfortunate that most of the games they showed were just so uninteresting and boring, and then capped off with like a 40-minute let's play for a pirate game.
Oh, but I just remembered the absolute worst presentation in that little Microsoft thing was the Darwin Project, I think it was called, where they did the sports casting thing, where the guy showed up on stage.
Oh, the shoutcaster during the MOBA, I can't wait to play survival game 674-B because they're making fucking four of them this year, apparently.
It was just such a bizarre fucking approach to that.
Yeah, that was so weird. It came out of nowhere. Yeah. It was like this really boring MOBA, or like a Overwatch MOBA type deal or something.
Yeah.
And he's like looking for like Unicorn over, Thrasher 12 or something.
It's basically Battleborn. But I'd give him a C plus. The conference itself was Charlie, give it something interesting.
He just reminded me the colossal failure of Battleborn is gone free now.
Yeah. Which I mean, who's not surprised?
I want to play it.
Well, but yeah, I agree with you guys on that.
I gotta give Microsoft a
B for me if I had still left any hope for The Life of Strange.
Well, that's not really Microsoft's fault.
Well, no, but I'm grading the conference as in the games, like excitement, you know, overall.
Yeah,
I get it.
I mean,
to me, it's like
if Microsoft, you have it in your conference, I'm gonna grade it for you.
To me, it was Microsoft was just really like flat on a lot of stuff. Like there were some highlights, like
I just
like
their approach,
night, Dragon Ball. Yeah, and there was a lot of downers, like, I don't know, the shit. But nothing in it really was too egregiously awful, and nothing in it was too incredibly stand out to me. It was all just fine. It was there.
I don't get why they went on about how it's a 4K machine, it's the most powerful console ever, and then they showed, like, the majority of it was just indie games, which aren't, like, graphically demanding, to say the least. So
yeah,
I didn't even think
of that. That's really funny.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, actually, three of them at least. I mean, Life is Strange still looks like it uses the same engine as from 5 years ago.
It probably does. It's the Telltale engine, right?
No, it's not actually. Interestingly enough, it doesn't even have anything to do with the Telltale team or the guys.
Because I know Telltale still uses their same engine, and it looks like shit now.
I really need to upgrade, but they can't because there's so many projects in the pipeline. Yeah, go on, Kyle. Yeah.
The original used Unreal Engine. I don't know what this team uses. But that leads me to another question that I thought about. With all the new consoles, like the most powerful console in 4K gaming, at what point do you guys think the gaming industry as a general is going to hit their point of diminishing returns?
I think we're already
there.
Because
all of these games must have these gigantic budgets. Because if you make an indie game, like Minecraft must take nothing to develop, right? You don't have to have guys create 4K textures for every little gun.
You have to pay people.
Whereas in a big game like Anthem,
you still have to pay the people working there, though, even if they're working on nothing.
So you don't need as many people working
exactly
on it.
No, I'm just I'm just saying that visually and in terms of production quality, Minecraft is now a AAA game, but it doesn't really feel like one.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have a game like Anthem or The Last of Us 2, these big games, they're now... Look... The game sizes are representative of them, right? If you download a game on Steam now, it's like 50 gigabytes, whereas 10 years ago, it used to be 5 at most. A 5 gigabyte game would be considered, man, this is huge. Whereas now you download that in like 1 hour and you're, well, that's a tiny game.
It's 4K textures and sound files.
It has to cost so much that now I think they're cutting corners, where I guess I kind of see the voice actors as points too, where I guess they're really not getting all that much, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I don't know how much they're getting paid, but look at Mass Effect Andromeda. I mean, they cut every corner and that looked graphically like dog shit.
Well,
I mean, I think we're already there.
You see,
Charlie, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Skyrim's coming out for VR pretty soon. And that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, don't worry. We heard that 7 times. But Kaya, I think we've been there. Literally. Think this console generation marked the end of like the beginning of the era where everything has to go big or go home. I think the last generation, the 360, PS3, whatever, was the last great generation, and now we're in the whole movie cinematic big blockbuster game.
It's super weird to hear you say that.
And what scares me is that game companies don't want to take risk. That's a scary part, because anytime anyone asks themselves, well, I had a really favorite game when I was little, I wonder why it never got a sequel. It's because game companies never want to take that risk. And if they even take the risk, they limit the game developers in what they can do with the game. Like, if your game gets a sequel, you're going to get a lot of restrictions of the whoever is funding, whatever company is funding you, on what you can do. You cannot take a whole lot of risks.
Remember,
so it's always going to be some cookie cutter shit.
Remember when Microsoft took risk and then they got lambasted at what was it, 3 E3s ago, when they wanted always online Xbox and shit like that, and then they had to backpedal super hard because they took
those
risks.
Yeah, but now they're making Super Xbox. Lucky's Tale, the best game of E3.
Exactly.
I was going to say,
always online Xbox.
To Andrew's point, well, always online Xbox was to play any game, you'd have to have internet connectivity. That's what they wanted.
Well, that's not risk. I'm talking about games.
I didn't agree with that as a risk example, but that's,
I want to know why Charlie's surprised.
Well, because Xbox 360 and PS3, every game that went on there was basically from a big studio and a big publisher. I would say that died in like 2006 with the Xbox 360 and PS3. Before then, you would have all types of shovelware games and interesting games coming from all types of different companies. But the second it went to the 360 and the PS3, it was nothing but big publishers and big game developers that were pushing out titles.
I could concede to that. I don't think that it's just them, but I do think that the shovelware and all that went down.
There's no such thing as it anymore. Now it's just indie, and it's thrown into the PS4, you know, back alley dumpster bin.
I'm talking by shovelware. I'm talking the shit you would see at Blockbuster, like Chicken Shoot, or family party games.
I'm talking about like for the PlayStation 2, the original Xbox. You'd have something like shit. What's a good example? Shenmue, if I remember correctly, that was by a small team, right?
Shenmue was not a small game at all. It sold amazingly.
Small team.
Oh, yeah. I get what you're saying now, but it's not shovelware. Shenmue is not shovelware at all.
I know. I'm just saying, when I say shovelware, I just mean like no-name companies throwing something out.
Niche.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing I kind of wanted to bring up in my point, and I completely agree. The niche audience idea in gaming is completely dead
totally
now.
Gone.
If it's not indie,
absolutely.
If
absolutely
it's not an
dead.
Indie game, it has to be mass appealing or it does
that's
not
my
get
point.
Made.
That's what makes me sad, is because the bigger the budget, the less risk and they want to take. If I give you $100 million for a video game, I'm going to tell you, listen, you cannot take a risk with this. You cannot make this for a niche audience.
Yeah.
What I want you to do,
well, that's why it's like movies now.
Paint by the numbers, make it like a template. Make this a sci-fi shooter, mecha shooter in a futuristic world.
It's not like movies.
Animals.
I mean, well, here's the thing. It's now like Hollywood. It's the same property production as Hollywood, where you know you have to hit those target demographics. That's why they're going towards cinematic experiences and guided gameplay.
Well, there's a big difference.
Companies like the Avengers now.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between Hollywood and here. With the movies, you'll still have other, you know, smaller titles, bigger risk titles going into theaters, like Ex Machina. That wasn't from like a big studio or anything. That was a pretty niche appeal movie. There's a whole bunch of those that still make it to theaters. But for like consoles, you don't have anything like that. You don't have any, you know, smaller production teams that throw something on the Xbox One or the Xbox One X.
I disagree, because you have a whole like Xbox Live indie market and a whole PS3 store where you can download hundreds of those.
Okay, that's a big distinction between what I was saying and that. The indie thing, I don't really consider it, because with the original Xbox and PS2, you could find those at a store. They would be like at a store. Here, you'd have to go out of your way to like this. This is low budget. You need to go to this garbage pail to find these games. And with Hollywood,
I mean, that happened with movies sometimes too, though. Like you'd have movies that would get limited runs or straight to DVD. That's another huge example of that. There's way tons of straight to DVD low budget shit that doesn't even go to theaters.
Yeah, I know, but most still, theaters still play some small.
You, Charlie, I think the whole indie scene on the game consoles, even middle grade teams, it's been bigger than more blooming than ever before.
Oh, I'm not saying it's dying or anything. I'm just saying, like, every, you know, AAA title is not like. Okay, well, I guess the point's kind of lost. But what I was trying to say is,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're saying every title introduces just not that, then yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's exactly our point. That's, yeah, every AAA title these days has to be that big time non-indie shit where you cannot take a risk.
And also the counter argument a bit, and actually, I mean, another side of it that goes with it is people don't want to pay more than $60 for a video game. And yeah, I think if they actually people got over that and they were like, hey, we're going to make this, you know, really risk-taking new thing, but it's going to cost, I don't know, like $80. And instead of releasing it in installments or releasing unfinished shit for $60, I think that would actually rejuvenate the scene on it.
Yeah, I actually agree because
that's a good point.
Exactly.
That's
people don't want to.
Exact same points because the games are getting more expensive and elaborate and more Hollywood-esque and blockbustery. But games have, like, since
but
the
they always cost
$60.
Days,
they've always cost $60.
Yeah, they never raised
$60 was a lot more money.
It sounds a lot, but if you consider the amount of entertainment you get out of it, you pay like $20 at the very least if you go to the movie theater to see a 2-hour movie and hate it. But you can pay like $60 for a game and get hundreds of hours.
Back in the fucking SNES days and shit, a game was like $70, and that's in 1990s money. That's a lot more today than it, you know, back then. Or that with inflation, that's a lot more money today. But today we get AAA titles and shit, and they still cost $60, which is a lot less of a profit relatively for the studios.
Yeah, and on
so
that,
the thing is, they don't want to do risks because they make you have to charge that price point.
They make that profit back through the season passes and DLC.
Exactly, and I would rather not have that. I'd rather have new risk-taking games that come out finished and just cost a little bit more money.
Well, yeah, I mean, in that regard, good chance. Just like
exactly, but
Jackson
now you
said
get
just
fucked
2 minutes
over anyway.
Ago, you get the fucked. CEO of EA and go, yeah, well, you know, guys, I don't really want that profit. I'd rather have cool games.
And then you get fucked anyway because the game launches with the season pass, and you pay $130 for content you don't even get till later.
Well, or you can buy the $800 Assassin's Creed Collector's Edition with a little statue you can look at
and wish you bought something else.
On that same token,
Charlie,
though, on the same token, I wanted to say, well, you're paying $60 for Skyrim in 2007. You're paying $60 for Skyrim in 2008. You're paying $60 for Skyrim in later 2008. You're paying $60 for Skyrim in 2009. You're paying $60 for Skyrim in 2010. In 2011, you're paying $60 for Skyrim. 2012, we're rolling back with $60 for Skyrim. 2013, we pay $60 for Skyrim. 2014 is where it gets interesting. We pay $60 for Skyrim. 2015, we pay $60 for Skyrim.
Yes, Charlie, but forgot this year you can pay $20 for the horse armor.
It's Kaya. $35 for the amiibo that you can get the custom master sword with. Because fuck Bethesda.
Yeah, Link in Skyrim,
I want this on the podcast. I've only touched on it in streams and shit. Fuck Bethesda. They're the worst company in games. Fight me. They are the worst. There is nothing they do that is worth your time and money.
Well, you didn't let me
agree.
I was going to get there with my timetable. You jumped ahead and you even skipped 2016.
Do you want to finish? What happened in 2016? How much did Skyrim cost?
Well, Skyrim didn't come out in 2016.
Oh, they didn't re-release it that year?
Because it's coming out 8 different times this year. Boom!
They pushed it back
till this one.
Quality assurance.
Charlie, what happened is they released Fallout 4 in 2016, which was Fallout 3, but, you know, it cost $60.
No, they released Elder Scrolls Legends.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Did it cost $60?
Probably. Who knows?
Nah, it's got a subscription. It costs more than that. I don't know. Fuck them. Fuck Bethesda. Tom Howard, if you're listening, Tom Coward, I know that you won't come on this podcast to defend yourself because you're so much of a pussy. But if your daughter's graduation is finished, please come on the podcast so I can insult you and then hang up the call. Fuck you, Bethesda. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Can I have a review copy of Skyrim?
Cool.
That'd be great.
Well, we got that
right,
part
so
of
So anyway, the Bethesda conference
gets
an F-. There's nothing to talk about. It was just DLC.
We burned that bridge.
Not even shooting Nazis.
Bethesda.
Really?
Oh my god. So
Andrew,
so,
does it not even get a D-?
Let me sum up Bethesda's conference. DLC, 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 Skyrim, Skyrim, Fallout 4, Fallout 4, and then two games we're not even making.
Wait, you gotta go over the VR segment.
All right, VR DLC. Now you can see in full 360 dimensions what you're fucking wasting your money on.
Skyrim. Doom's fucking awesome.
Doom
is
great.
It is cool, but they didn't even make the game. That's not made by them. They just published it. Same with Evil Within and same with Wolfenstein.
You could say that for the entire Microsoft conference. Yeah. Microsoft.
Yeah, we're rating the conference, yeah. Andrew. So with Doom VR and Wolfenstein, what's your score? Still an F?
Honestly, yeah.
They had another game.
They're sequels, though. They didn't give me anything new.
They had the VR mouse game.
Okay. Kaya, for real, honest rating, thinking it over, F plus. And the plus is purely from Wolfenstein 2 because the trailer for that was really good.
The Evil Within 2 really looked kind of interesting.
That's what it was.
But the first one was such a letdown. I can't give it points. It has to redeem itself. You know what I mean?
That's what looked
Wolfenstein
good to me.
Was at least good.
Let Charlie talk.
I mean, the trailer was extremely boring. Yeah. Okay.
Charlie, what do you say?
I just said I was really excited for the Evil Within. It looked nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I'll give Evil Within a shot, but I'm holding out. But Wolfenstein was the only positive element. That was a really good trailer, and that game looks fun.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
can
F,
I stop
F
pretending
plus.
To be professional for a second and go take a piss? No, right. We forgot about Anthem. I think that wasn't that Microsoft.
Yeah.
No, that was Ubisoft. Or
no,
you're right.
It was
Microsoft.
I'm bad. Microsoft. Yeah,
we
forgot to talk about their dreadful scripted gameplay.
Oh Jesus!
Not the gameplay itself, but the actual demo being played by us. Yeah. Bots, I guess.
Kaya, we should talk about this later with Charlie. You could use the XP.
Okay, so Anthem, what I did not know, what the three of you had to point out to me was that apparently during these conventions, these companies will have people play their games rather than, I mean, they will have someone play the game, but it will be scripted. The gameplay, not the game itself or the gameplay, but the people playing it will be acting as though they're having fun playing it, and I had no idea.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think those voices were added in post, I believe. I don't think they were.
I mean, either way, yeah, that's the same shit.
It's still
I just did not know was a production. It wasn't just, hey, here's two people just having fun playing our game. It was.
Why on earth would they do that?
The equivalent of those old-timey fitness ab machine commercials you'd see where a really jacked Chad type would have chiseled abs and he would be using the Abominator 2000s.
You know what it was
and
more
that, that's what they would be
to?
Selling you, the fantasy of it?
It was more harkening back to the Division and the Rainbow Six Siege trailers,
yep.
Where they showed cool game footage and a lot of features, but then they decided to have such breathtaking moments as, watch out, it's Havoc! Like, no, that's not how people play their
terrible.
Games.
That's
not how real
people
act. It's like, it is the infomercials where the commercials...
That.
Where the fucking commercial is like, are you telling me that this whole thing costs only $29.99 and I can order it with my Visa and or MasterCard? Like,
exactly.
Fuck off.
God. Like,
fuck off.
I love my Abominator 2000s. 1 month and all the Stacys are flocking to me.
I like how Chad sounds more like Stacy.
But, I mean, what was I saying? Fuck. God damn it,
Ubisoft.
No, got me on incels.
Yay or nay?
Shit. The acting. God, I was gonna make a point. Thanks, Andrew.
Sorry.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's just not how people sell when they play. Open any video game, it's not, hey, Charlie needs the XP. See you on the other side, Jackson. Let's go. Let's kill them. I'm gonna leave.
No,
I wish
China
life
number
was like
one.
That.
What's the voice chat in that game is going to be China number one.
I want to make an honest like trailer for a game and then have scripted dialogue, but have it be what, I don't know, my fucking friends and I would actually talk like have guy, one guy be like, all right, there's four on there. Don't aggro them. Okay, go in. Okay, use that. All right, good. Like that, like just have normal fucking conversations. No one talks like it's a goddamn child's first hike in the woods.
That's how I used to treat Xbox Live. When I was a kid, I would treat it just like Anthem. I think I've already told this story on Halo 2.
Really?
Where I made everything
as
really tactical. Yeah.
I guess.
I was
Yeah,
well, it was on like Halo 2. I'd always communicate with my teammates trying to strategize because that's what the Xbox Live commercials and what I saw online
convinced
me.
I feel like you did this for a week and then stopped doing it.
They need to use 8-year-old voices, not grown actors, professional voice actors on top of that. This is like if I made an indie game, right, in my own time in my bedroom and I was going to release it and I found some convention to show it off at, or even maybe just my local high school, and I set up a table with a computer, and the kids come by, they're like, oh, cool, so you made this, can I try? And I go, no, I hired an actor to play it, you just watch.
You know what, Kaya?
He's having fun, see, he's smiling.
Kaya, you know what I just figured out? The perfect analogy for this shit? You remember those school assemblies where they'd bring everyone into the gymnasium and cram everyone in, and then some really loud, generic, like, rock beat would start playing, like, and some girl would jog in the front and be like, hey, how y'all feeling today? And no one would clap, and she'd be like, I'm Jennifer, and I'm here to teach you why drugs are, and then the music stops, no good. That's exactly what this was.
More like the conference.
That is exactly what this entire scripted player shit was.
Well, needless to say, the game itself is also boring looking.
It looks okay.
I think the game looks cool.
I think it looks like The Division, but set on an alien planet. So if they can fix the grinding problem, I think it'd actually be fun to play.
Looks more like Skyrim with scripted gameplay.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Are we going to go on about the Devolver debacle?
Well, just keep going. We're up to Ubisoft now.
Was Devolver
Ubisoft.
Before or after Ubisoft?
Watching Ubisoft.
Oh, we didn't watch Ubisoft.
I don't remember Ubisoft.
No, we didn't watch it. You're right.
We didn't stream it, but I watched it. We watched it.
I'm pretty sure we all watched it in our own time.
I mean, the only thing good there was Beyond Good and Evil 2, so who cares?
Far Cry 5 looks awesome.
And Far Cry 5.
Oh. That's what I meant. Did I say Far Cry 4?
No, it's Far Cry 5.
Did not have gameplay, though.
No, they did. Far Cry 5 was a gameplay trailer.
It looked more or less the same as...
Talking about Beyond God, Good and Evil.
Yeah. But then again, I don't count. See, I never count things at E3 that have already been announced. So, like, the Far Cry 5 gameplay was cool, but we already knew it was coming out. So, how hype can you get for it? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Pretty hype.
Yeah.
I mean, gameplay reveal is still kind of big.
Oh, actually.
No, I love Far Cry. I'm excited for it. What?
Wait. Transference, the Elijah Wood thing. That's super interesting to me.
Yeah. I like that a lot, too. I love shit like that.
I think that's creative.
I love mindfuck, just you have no idea what's going on stuff so much. I want to see gameplay.
That looks like something that's AAA and also quite risky at the same time.
It looks like, what is that game that had a famous actor in it?
Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking of. Yes, it looks like that, but VR based. And I don't think Beyond Two Souls was terrible.
It was pretty bad. William Dafoe and Elijah Wood.
It was bad, yeah, but I think it had potential is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I like the concept, not the execution. But speaking of famous actors, we skipped over Crackdown 3, which I would like to play.
That looked good.
And I will openly, honestly admit 90% of it is because I want to play with Terry Crews.
I just love the Crackdown series. I really like Crackdown.
It's also a good series, yeah. You're right.
Crackdown 2 was pretty bad.
I liked it.
Really? I liked both of them a lot.
It was Microsoft.
It's Microsoft.
It is. Yeah. Crackdown's always been Xbox exclusive.
Score for it. What was our Microsoft score?
I gave it a C.
We gave it all Cs. Yeah.
I gave it C plus.
I know what we forgot. I gave Bethesda an F plus. What do you guys give it?
I gave it a D. I like Evil Within.
I'm giving it an F.
I already forgot the game's F. Skyrim is all I can think about, and that's an F.
moving on.
What the fuck is even the point of having a conference if you're just going to show off the same fucking game 6 times?
Why would they pay that much money? Skyrim. They had to make a little cartoon and make everyone go, I don't regret
wasting.
That's
fucking Hypno Toad. Just Skyrim.
You love Skyrim. So, Charlie, you buy Skyrim.
Devolver.
Yeah.
No, Devolver. Was quite the hoot. We were kind of skeptical. Andrew was having the time of his life.
Oh my god, I loved it from start to finish. Best conference I've ever seen at E3. I'm not being sarcastic.
No, I watched it later on, but I wasn't there with you guys.
God, that turned into like an Iron Man contest after the good the conference.
Not part of Devolver Digital, right?
I know. I thought the conference was good, but right after
here we go again.
Right after we got caught in the pre show, and that was just unbearable.
What happened there?
Those who might not have caught it. So Devolver had this, instead of a conference, they decided to just have a gag where they went, we don't actually have any games to announce, so fuck all of you. We're just going to waste your time for 20 minutes watching this skid, which kind of got funny towards the last 2 minutes. But until then, it was a comedy. But after that, they had the pre-show, which apparently wasn't actually Devolver's deal.
No, it was their last E3. Year, too. It's E3's doing. And it's also apparently written by some of the people on Adult Swim.
It was awful.
Comedic genius at work, certainly. But what made it fun was that just around that time, Andrew got drunk enough where you go into that little self-doubting phase where you just think everything and everyone hates you, and you started to cling to every little comment and think that... Yeah. I mean, every little letter in the chat in our Twitch stream chat led to an existential crisis on your end. And Charlie and me just having... We were not
no one was no, making
everyone
fun
in
of
chat
you.
Was making fun of me.
Andrew, you were hearing voices at some point. I think at some point I said something like, I don't like chips, and you immediately went, I already apologized. Charlie and
me
had
no
idea.
I was pretty fucked.
What the fuck you were talking about?
I was pretty fucked, I'll openly admit. But even without that, having rewatched the conference while sober, I think Devolver Digital's actual presentation was
you
fucking great.
You rewatched it while sober?
Yeah, I watched it again.
You deserve to get mocked now.
I thought it was really funny. I'm not talking about the pre-show. I'm talking about their conference. I thought it was really funny.
I thought
I
it was a good
really, I really liked it.
I thought it was good. I enjoyed their conference. Not the pre-show, though.
I think it nailed every single like parody and satire they could have E3. Like, unnecessary swearing and fake hype and everything. I thought it nailed it. I thought they got it. A nail on the head. I thought it was great.
I don't know, but
D plus.
Like the day after, I was considering maybe sending you a gift basket because I felt so bad for the mood you got yourself into.
I was drinking. You can ignore me whenever I drink a lot.
It's difficult when someone you like goes, I hate you guys all hate me. Everyone hates me. I want to die. I'm going to shut up.
Kaya, what happens is the more I drink, the more my inner personality comes out and the real me
you
starts
get self-conscious.
To blossom.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. That makes us sad.
I don't think that's
we're,
like, move on.
We're making jokes, but you get super real. I mean, you get legitimately super depressing and real.
Well,
and Charlie and I were just feeling bad, like we want to make jokes, but I don't want you to think we want you to kill yourself.
Well, what do you want me to do?
We made a knock knock joke.
When I pound 8 shots over in just 1 hour, like what
why
do you want?
You hate yourself?
I don't know. There's no
don't
reason not to.
Okie dokie. You're right, like
anyway,
the Hulk, but when you drink, you turn into the fucking little sad man, green sad man.
The green sad man.
You turn into a blue Hulk, basically.
Blue Hulk. All right, letter grade for Devolver's presentation. I give it an A-.
I give it a C+.
I give it a C.
Yeah, D-.
Only thing it would have gotten an A+ is if they, at the end, actually did announce games. Like, maybe did, like, a quick little, oh, by the way, here's our games or something.
Yeah. I mean,
but A-. I loved it. And everyone's going to be like, oh, it wasn't funny. You're dumb, Andrew. Fuck off. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Here we go again.
Yep, there it is.
Always with the comments. The chat, our Twitch chat, there was one guy, and it was Nivius, fucking Nivius, who said, shut up, Andrew. And Andrew immediately went, well, the whole chat hates me. I hate life.
Nivius is just kidding around, too.
In my perspective, it was hundreds of messages coming in every second.
Andrew, if it cheers you up today, they talked about who the hottest one on the podcast it is, and the unanimous decision was you.
When the fuck did this happen and where?
Today, Jax and I were streaming for 6 hours for some reason.
Oh, they were talking about
it
in the chat? Oh.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Maybe you.
Maybe
apparently
I gotta...
you're pretty cute.
Maybe I gotta comb those logs.
When Andrew's drinking, he hears like one thing.
Just goes through 6 hours of a VOD just to see
if
compliments.
If we want to get into it, it's an easy explanation because when I first started drinking, my absolute paranoia was, oh man, I don't want to be annoying because I'm already really loud and annoying. So I don't want to just be that guy who every time I drink, no one wants to hang out with him. So I get self-conscious when I drink.
I think that feeling would be stronger when you're sober, like with me, but for me it's much I have that crippling fear when I'm sober, like right now. But when I'm drunk, I go, meh, whatever.
See, I'm the opposite. When I'm normal, I'm like, I don't care, I'm being me. But when
but
when I drink,
either
I,
way.
Get,
for me,
I get really aware.
You're lovable either way, Andrew. You're lucky. But for me, it's my phobia got reaffirmed. Because when we did the drunk podcast, the unanimous cacophony of unison, in Concord, our entire fan audience was like, well, Kaya's bearable for the first time.
Oh, man. I wouldn't say that it's that. Well, you know, some people have that opinion, but I think you get giddy when you drink, and I think that's really entertaining. It's not a bad thing. You laugh a lot more when you drink. That's only a good thing.
I have a good time. Yeah. I have a good time when I
thanks, E3, for this introspective moment. This glimpse into our lives.
This is my favorite conference.
Yeah.
Oh, man. A+. 0 out of 10 for the games, but A+ for the revelations.
The friendship is magic, yeah.
No.
All right, what was after Devolver?
I think that's
Nintendo,
the last
right,
one.
Today?
No, Sony.
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft and Sony.
Sony. Yeah. Ubisoft and Sony, oh, and then God. Nintendo.
Yeah.
Wait, did we watch Ubisoft?
We watched Ubisoft on our own time. We streamed Sony, and we didn't watch Nintendo.
I think Ubisoft probably did the best job, to be honest. If, like, we're grading on them actually showing
honestly,
games and
they
products.
Were the most straightforward. They would just went, here's a game. All right, here's the next
game.
What
did game. They even show? Anything interesting?
Beyond Good and Evil.
And Far Cry 5.
Oh, that's okay.
What,
that's that conference.
What came
okay.
before Beyond Good and Evil 2? There was another game that came that they were showing
Skyrim
just before
was
that.
Getting ported to the Ubisoft machine.
You got it, but after that joke,
it was
what
the
happened?
pirate game, the Skull and Bones.
That looked interesting.
Skyrim on a pirate ship.
And Origins, obviously.
No, there's one. Okay. Talking about Ubisoft, Assassin's Creed looks absolutely horrible. It looks so fucking boring and bland.
That wasn't Ubisoft?
Yeah, it is. What are you talking about? That's like their flagship right now.
Well, yeah.
They announced it at Microsoft as well, because Microsoft was announcing everything, even
coming out
on the Game Boy.
That makes
Microsoft,
sense, because I felt like I saw that.
Microsoft showed the trailer, and then Ubisoft also showed the trailer, but then they followed it up
with
gameplay.
Horrible.
It looks terrible.
Absolutely
it looks atrocious.
Horrible.
That series sucks.
It's their flagship, but how they showed the gameplay was they filmed a monitor. They didn't even capture the gameplay.
Too. It's not even good stealth. It's not good
push A to dodge.
Parkour even.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, but
there's this hawk.
The setting
that's
looks
a prehistoric
cool.
drone.
I like the setting.
There was a game that there that I'm not remembering it that I was actually like, yeah, that looks cool.
South Park.
Oh! I'm gonna get a bunch of shit for this. Mario versus Mario and Rabbids.
Oh right, yeah.
I got to admit, I did not think it would be a turn-based RPG, and the gameplay actually looked like a lot of fun.
It did look cool.
It's like excuse me, turn-based RPG. Final Fantasy Fishing.
Ooh.
Big time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Transference was Ubisoft. We both said that looks cool.
Yeah, I think we've gone over everything at Ubisoft. I'm going to give it
Far Cry 5. Yeah.
I'm going to give it a B-.
I'll give it a C. The only game I really am excited for is Beyond Good and Evil 2.
I am also going to say B-.
All right.
Kyle?
Which one is next?
Sony. Okay. Sony was next.
Sony F-, see me after class. Call your parents.
What did you not like? Sony was pretty good too.
And nothing.
Okay, wait.
I don't know if you remember the stream. It was dreadful.
Taking the games out of the equation, yes, F-. Their conference itself had some of the most baffling fucking
I'm
things.
I'm gonna need a reminder of the games. Okay,
I can't think of any of the games they showed either, Andrew.
God of War. God of War.
Okay,
God
that's not
War.
Bad.
Okay. Yeah,
Shadow of the Colossus. Days gone.
Fuck off. That's a Skyrim thing, though. No.
But it
see the year Skyrim came out, it was a fun game. So it was Shadow of the Colossus, but 10 versions into it, no, not anymore. You don't get to cheat like
this.
That.
Is the
depends.
Second
if they,
remastering?
If they put in a, yeah, if they put in a lot,
this is the second remastering. Just fuck off.
If they put in cut content, that'd be cool.
There's no content that they put in it. It's
cut
just
content. What from like a secret vault? All right,
from I got
20
the.
Years
I got
ago,
they cut
here.
Like they cut like 20 colossi from the game before launch. Well, not before launch, but. At various
where did he
stages.
Hear this? Some mythical Mythbusters.
He
form?
Heard it from the Colossus.
Easter egg
from the developer
right, right. content.
I got the list of games because Sony I think had the most like standout shit. So Uncharted: Lost Legacy, which
ugh.
Is cave explorer the game
ugh.
Figuratively and literally.
I like it.
I hate Uncharted.
It looks,
it's my
it looks
guilty
whatever.
Pleasure.
So let's let Charlie loose on Uncharted for a second here, but before you do...
He did, though, early in the podcast.
Generic.
I've already talked
about
it. I just find it to be the most repetitive and uninteresting games.
Horizon.
Horizon expansion, who cares? Days Gone looks fucking incredibly bad. I'm baffled at why people are excited for it.
Which one?
The zombie 547.
The right to hell
zombie.
The
game where people decide to ambush him on his motorbike and after tripping him with a tripwire, decide, all right, let's punch him with our fists. You know, we couldn't get like a stick or a gun or something. Let's fight him. Fuck Days Gone. Everything I've seen about it looks so fucking bland. I hate it.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That did look
the
awful.
Only cool thing was when they blew up the gate to attack the guys with the zombies, and I guarantee you that's scripted and only happens like once in the game. Fuck that game. Monster Hunter, I don't think any of us are Monster Hunter fans, so
I mean that looked whatever. Cool.
No, not really.
Shadow
looked okay, but they had these epileptic editing of the video.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Sony had some technical problems. Shadow of the Colossus talked about Call of Duty World at War, no one cares. The Final Fantasy fishing game.
That was a highlight for me.
Oh, and if, yeah. Oh, wait, no, there's a sub note here. Skyrim on VR.
It's like the fucking Babadook. It's everywhere. It's
God of War looks good. I'm glad we saw pseudo gameplay. Like, I don't think that was actual gameplay, but it looked like it.
It looks cool.
Oh,
it's
Detroit.
A little cinematic.
Detroit looks
Detroit
great.
Detroit looked good.
Detroit looks super great. I hope they pull it off. I feel like they're going to fuck it up, but I hope they pull it off.
Well, if they fuck it up, it'll be excited. Like the Alpha Protocol game, which I want to play again.
Oh, yeah.
Alpha Protocol.
It's just going to be another David Cage game.
Oh, it is by David Cage. Holy shit.
I didn't know that.
Wow. I didn't either. Holy fuck. That explains so much.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to that one.
As a person who acknowledges that Beyond Two Souls and Indigo Prophecy suck, but actually has a soft spot for Heavy Rain, I'm willing to try Detroit. I want it. And then lastly, Spider-Man.
I could not make heads or tails of the trailer.
Spider-Man.
That was.
Spider-Man
clickbait.
Brought me so high up to bring me so low down, because they start with Batman-style stealth gameplay, which I'm like...
No, you're wrong. They start with, here is what everyone's been waiting for, gameplay that you've all been asking for, our flagship IP, something new that you've all been appreciated.
Yeah.
And everyone's thinking, of course, oh, Last of Us 2? Death Stranding? What could this be? And then Spider-Man.
So, but like for me...
Everyone thought it was just a joke.
It was a nice Rickroll.
I mean, the trailer starts with the Batman Arkham stealth gameplay and fighting, and I'm like, yes, I'm sold. Arkham makes my dick so hard. This could be fucking awesome if it's just Spider-Man with Arkham gameplay, throwing some web swinging, and I will buy this immediately. And then we got the scripted action sequence, and then we got all the quick time events in the world, and then most fucking offensive of all, we got Miles. Fuck you, Miles. You're a bad character. Miles? No one likes you. The new Spider-Man.
Oh, fuck yeah, the line of new diverse.
Fuck
I don't
him.
Know. Comic book I thought you were just kidding. When they, no, he's not wrong. All of Marvel comic books, they're retiring all the old heroes and giving it to like a bunch of different people that it just came out of nowhere to just take up the mantle.
Yeah.
This up?
I wasn't kidding, and I wasn't trying to start shit when I said it. They're ruining their comic series for no reason.
They are. They even had to admit that they are not selling as many as they used to, and that the readers are not that much into
it. And they also don't know why. Like, fuck off.
Well, they blame it on comic books in general. They blame it on comic books.
DC is doing fine.
You're talking over each other.
They're always going to blame the readers.
Oh, my God.
When has any company ever taken responsibility for them failing? They're always going to shift the blame onto the readers or something, but they could have pulled it off if they did it nicely. Instead, it felt contrived when all of the fan favorite comic books, rather than at least give them their own franchises, why not just make a new Spider-Man friend? Just make him his friend instead of the new Spider-Man or the new Iron Man.
Also, just remembered, but I don't remember what conference it was at. The new game from the studio from Until Dawn, The Inpatient, I think.
Yeah, that was also Sony.
I thought that looked
interesting.
I'm hyped for that. That looks cool.
I forgot.
I really like Until Dawn. I don't remember what they made. They made like one other important game besides Until Dawn. But
oh, they made that VR game,
the
roller coaster VR game, didn't they? Is that Supermassive? Is that right?
I'm gonna look at it. They made one other.
Yeah, Supermassive games.
Game.
They made the Ride to Dawn VR game.
Ride to Dawn.
Is it Ride to Dawn?
Right. Little Big Planet downloadable content, Killzone HD, and Until Dawn are the big three they did. Oh fuck! They're the ones making Bravo Team, the VR shooter.
They're making a lot of VR games. Even The Inpatient is VR.
Yeah, so they're making three games now. They're making Hidden Agenda, which is a phone game, and non-PS4, which I'm guessing is going to be like their Until Dawn-esque thing. And they're making The Inpatient and Bravo Teen, which are on VR. So, yeah, I'm excited for those. I think those look neat. I like their games.
Yeah.
And I think that's all for Sony. I think that's everything.
Yeah, I'll give it a C. Yeah. I'll give it a C.
That's really? C+ for me.
Mm. I'm gonna roll B, middle B.
Jesus, you guys are generous. It's legitimately F minus, and you die in a school shooting.
What? How did you not That's like a single thing they made? Not well, even God of War.
It looks good, but the conference itself could not have been worse.
Well, Kai is not a fan of AAA games. He prefers more like
Kai watches E3 for the conferences, the games.
No, the games.
The stage wasn't up to my standards.
One game that could be meh is not gonna salvage the god awful 2 hours, almost what felt like 2 hours, that I had to sit through.
No, but I'm just saying in general, Kaya's preference is not AAA games. There's very few AAA games Kaya enjoys and or plays.
I'll grant you that.
I mean, I don't really... It's not something I paid attention to, but that's true. I love indie games. I love the little man.
Kaya's like that with everything, though. Like with Hollywood, even music, probably.
Not true. I like big Hollywood.
No, I would argue the opposite. Kaya doesn't like low-budget movies.
Really? He's always speaking out against the big guys.
I mean, depends on what it is.
I don't know.
I think we're overanalyzing his taste.
You're confusing me. You're confusing me with not liking stuff with that cheap excuse people have, like, oh, you're just a hipster, you hate everything.
I was just saying, it's very true that Kaya just doesn't like AAA games.
They're just not interesting to me. I think indie people, they legitimately are always more unique.
Yeah.
Most of the innovations that come from those guys, because, like we said earlier, they are able to take more risk. And those are usually the ones with more passion.
Well,
when you hear them talk, like the A Way Out, you know how immediately all of us realized that was the only guy on that day on that stage who actually gave a shit about the game he was talking about was the guy who worked on
it.
Even if they weren't necessarily indie, they were still a smaller studio.
Well,
I don't know.
The dude who came out and announced Beyond Good and Evil 2 shed a tear.
Oh, that guy was super sincere. Yeah, he made me really uncomfortable, but yeah, he was really sincere.
But that's a AAA game. I don't know.
I mean, it's not really a AAA game. That's something that's been in the basement for 15 years.
It's AAA
games. The vast majority are just boring to me.
that trailer alone got more funding than the fucking most of the indie games.
Oh, hell yeah.
The trailer was dope, though.
Are you kidding? It was. That was a fantastic
Whatever
trailer.
Intern is managing the AAA Twitter titles is probably getting more of a salary than The Last Knight will ever make. But Nintendo, we kind of...
I don't think anyone of us watched it.
I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I saw a little bit of gameplay of...
So I have a game list if you want to run down it just real quick.
The new Mario game that takes place in the real world for some reason.
Oh man,
I have to fight people businessmen for some reason.
I'm so hyped for that.
Is that
so
Super Mario Odyssey?
Really?
Excited for it.
Is that Odyssey?
Yeah, Super Mario.
Yeah,
it kind of looks like 64.
That's what it is. It's in the It's in the same line of games. 64, Super Mario Sunshine, Galaxy 2. I'm excited for it.
Perfect. 100% yes.
Like
absolutely.
Mod.
On board.
So you're going to get a Switch, Charlie?
I'll get it just for that, to be honest, yeah. Hopefully the Switch prices
will
go down.
I'm going to get it for that in Breath of the Wild right now.
I really do want to play Breath of the Wild. I've just been waiting for more games to come out for the Switch first.
Yeah, that's
now you got it now.
Yeah. Well, you could always have a Switch, Jackson, or a Wii U, like I do, Jackson, and get it for that.
I love
the Wii U. I love the Wii U so goddamn much.
Why?
They should have given it a chance. I think it's great.
Ugh. I think it's horrible.
Yeah, it is truly horrible.
It's a console I don't have to plug into my TV. I think that's awesome.
They really nailed it with Andrew. That's exactly what they wanted.
No, they actually really did. I have it sitting on my floor in my room, and it's only hooked up to the power, and I just play it on the tablet.
You said it's a dance pad.
I think it's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
You know, it's basically what the Switch is.
Exactly. The Switch is just the better version of it.
I never owned any consoles. I was never into it. I think the only console category that I ever owned was the original 3DS, but I also didn't think I could give less of a shit about any of the stuff, the games. Or
all right, let's quickly run through the games.
I might get it for Metroid Prime.
Oh,
let's
I totally forgot about that one. Yeah.
Let's run through what was announced.
I might.
There's not that much stuff. All right, Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Does anyone care?
No.
Nah.
Okay. There's a new Kirby game coming to the Switch.
Nah.
I think that's cool. I like Kirby games.
I think Kirby is adorable.
Kirby's solid. There's a new Pokemon game coming to the Switch.
The guy on the couch just said, yeah, we're working on it. It's in the pipeline.
Yeah. Well, it's not a spinoff. It's an actual, like, RPG.
Yeah.
Metroid Prime 4, which...
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Good shit. Yeah. I never beat the first one, and Metroid. I regret that.
Neither did I.
I'm gonna replay all of them. I'm gonna start with the fucking NES.
Go
games,
grab Other M and then regret your choice.
Yeah, okay, I know about Other M, but... skipping that, I mean, there's also Metroid Prime Federation Force on the 3DS, which is a abomination before God.
I think Federation
Force...
The
2D games are amazing, and there's actually two Metroid games coming up, Metroid Prime 4 and...
Samus Returns.
I didn't get to Metroid that on Samus the list, Returns. God damn it.
I'm sorry, I'm better than your list, Andrew.
But yeah, Federation Force was, to me, the first inkling of Nintendo where everyone just said, what the fuck are you doing? What is this? Yeah. This isn't even remotely tied to your shit.
I've heard that was a bad game.
Well, the thing with Metroid is people have been asking this for years now, for a Metroid game. And
oh, yeah.
Do you want to know? Actually, to be honest, I think that a fan game might have been the catalyst for this.
You well, actually, that's that why it got the cease and desist. Yeah, that's literally the reason
exactly
it got that.
Where the reason... What, wait. What
so
exactly
the fan game was basically kind of a remake of Metroid 2, and it was heavily based off of it.
It was an exact remake, yeah.
Yeah, and it got the cease and desist letter because of this game, because Nintendo was doing it themselves.
No, they would have ceased and desisted anyway to protect their property.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I think so too, but I thought maybe that they saw the game and they saw that even after the cease and desist, it got so many downloads illegally,
sure,
and the fan base loved it.
Are you sure?
And
there's
that they've
tons.
Maybe decided...
There's tons of Mario fan games that don't get taken down.
That's what, like, Flash
games? There's a shitload of them. No, like, based on the Super Mario World engine and shit, there's a ton of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's there's a true. Huge
but,
amount.
But, Andrew, there's not that many Metroid fan games that have that quality, that are that good. I mean, it's not as big of a franchise as generic Mario copycat platformer.
I just know
whatever the reason, I hope it's good, because the one on they're releasing for the DS is a side scrolling, but it's 3D, which it kind of sucks, to be honest. I would have hoped they would do a 2D Metroid side scroller, but still excited.
Okay, Yoshi game is coming to the Switch, and since Yoshi is the best Nintendo character, that's good news.
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild DLC, that's fine. It was as well as Amiibos. Rocket League, who cares? Super Mario Odyssey, which, yes, and apparently Super Mario Odyssey has the theme song that's catchy as fuck.
Is that in parentheses on the list?
Yep, it says right here, Andrew, be sure to mention this.
Does it have a score sheet? Can you hum it?
No, but there's YouTube rips of it. Now I listen to it, like, the
actually,
first two
now
lines,
that I think of it, the Switch is perfect for Rocket League. It seems like it was made for it, yeah. Anyway,
why do you say that?
It's just it.
Honestly,
it's
any
just
game
so
would
casual.
Be fun on that. It's just a good tablet with a controller.
And then the last thing is the Metroid 3DS.
I'll give that conference a B.
All right.
Samus Returns, sort of a ham-fisted title, but I'll still take it.
Really, a B?
I'm going to give it an A-, honestly. A lot of good stuff.
I didn't see it or anything, but the games that they announced are cool. Yeah. Everything shy of a Luigi's Mansion 3.
They didn't show shit, though. They just announced it, like...
Hey, like I said, I didn't see it. I'm just going off what games they announced.
Yeah.
Well, that's like... Microsoft could go out there and say that... Well, alright, Valve could go out there and say, Half-Life 3
Jackson, I gotta be honest.
In the pipeline.
To me, the conferences themselves usually only detract points. Like, I would much rather just...
Oh, I agree.
Boom, boom,
I agree.
Trailer,
I agree
trailer,
with
trailer.
That. Yeah, I agree with that. I wish they had shown a trailer for Metroid Prime 4 or whatever instead of...
They did.
No, it was just a blank screen.
It was a teaser with the title, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It wasn't a trailer, but... I mean, just for that alone, B+, plus, A- minus, maybe. Since I haven't seen the conference, if I had seen it, maybe...
Yeah, I'd probably be much
be
lower.
Suicide out of it. 10,
so,
but
I'm going
not
C-.
counting... Not
I just
counting,
love Metroid.
Not counting Devolver Digital, because that I don't think that really counts. Who won E3, would you say?
I would say either Sony or Ubisoft for me.
I gotta say Nintendo. Sony, huh? I gotta go with Nintendo.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo solely because I haven't seen it. The least offensive out of all of them.
Yeah, Nintendo wins by default for Kaya.
Yeah. So which, okay, That's sorry.
I was just going to say Ubisoft, because Beyond Good and Evil 2 is the only game that I'm actually excited for. All the other ones are like cool and shit, but I'm not like super eager to play, unlike Beyond Good and Evil 2.
They get a close second purely for that, because not only that, the surprise factor of it.
Yeah, that they don't do that anymore. Like no conferences really pull out a surprise. They usually just say things that are already announced or we already know are coming. That was nice.
Metroid Prime 4 was a bit of a surprise as well, I think.
Yeah, it was. After years and years of they're never going to give the fans what they want, they just whip it out. That was two games, in fact.
None of us were expecting Alex Hunt either, so EA got in there too.
Yes. Metroid Prime, Alex Hunters.
What a perfect way to end this episode of the podcast.
Yeah, Alex Hunt.
Well, hang on. I wanted to know what everyone's then final game list is that they want to see.
Charlie top three most hype. Give it up. Top three.
Just do your number one, Andrew. That's a little long.
But I have like two.
Well, say two. Right,
top,
say
two.
Top
two.
See it.
All right. Okay. How about this? Your favorite, but only of new things, not things that we already knew was coming out.
Yeah, Beyond Good and Evil 2.
That's a close one, but I gotta go with the Dragon Ball Fighter. I loved it.
So I can't say Star Wars.
You can say
no. You cannot.
Damn it!
That's just
bad taste. That was coming. We knew that was coming out. It's got to be a new.
Yeah, you had it on every
launch.
Day marked on your calendar.
Oh, I'm so excited that
brand new thing announced at E3. Top thing.
For me, is it cheating if I say Ori, the new Ori? Because I don't know if they announced it.
No, not at all.
For
that's
me, it was no. Yeah, no, that was it. Was a surprise? It was leaked like two hours before the conference. But yeah,
that doesn't count.
Well, all right. Well, yeah, I had no idea. So
I'm talking
Ori
official
and,
announcements. Yeah.
I knew about the Life is Strange prequel, so not that, but. Metroid, I guess? New?
Okay.
Yeah, Metroid.
Jackson?
Oh, fuck me. I guess I'll go with...
There's no fuck me game, Jackson.
I guess I'll go with The Last Night. I guess.
That's a good choice, though.
That works.
That would be my number three, besides...
I don't know. Maybe...
The girl high school drama game.
Maybe Anthem? I don't know.
Oh, God.
All right, well, that was good.
Why would you openly admit that?
All right, let's wrap it up.
An hour
all right,
and
we
half.
Gotta head out, guys. Charlie needs more XP.
But for real, Battlefront 2. Anyway, thank you for watching this episode of the official podcast. E3 sponsored us. Yay.
Yay.
See you all next time. Don't forget about the shirt and see you on the other side.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Oh, God. Okay. Later.